them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do the same. If you lend money to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners and get back the same amount. But rather, love your enemies and do good to them, and lend expecting nothing back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, for He Himself is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Stop judging, and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and gifts will be given to you. A good measure, packed together, shaken down, and overflowing, will be poured out into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in return be measured out to you. The Gospel of the Lord.
Past Tuesday here at Good Shepherd was a special day for our parish. We were the host site for a day-long conference on the opiate crisis going on now in our society and more locally too in Cincinnati area in Ohio. And the day was sponsored by the Archdiocese of Cincinnati as well as the Synod, the Lutheran Synod of Southern Ohio, or however they call themselves. They co-sponsored it along with us. So we had here over 300 clergy and pastoral ministers, people who deal with serving people with problems with addictions, drug addictions. And really the day expanded beyond drug addictions into alcohol addictions and others as well. And one of the speakers was, one of the main speakers was a priest who himself had been through, is going through recovery, you know, for years and years from Maryland. I think he was a priest of Oblates of St. Francis de Sales. And Mark Hushin was his name. And what I liked about his talk is usually when you hear about the opiate crisis, it's typically in terms of the psychological aspects or the biological aspects of addiction or sociological or just about any kind of logical approach to addiction. But what Father Mark emphasized in his talk was really the spiritual aspect. And he talked about addiction of many kinds as a kind of homesickness. That our hearts are looking for God, but we use these other things we look at them almost as saviors. We look to them to save us. And the problem is they don't. But we keep allowing ourselves to fall into this thinking that if I only have whatever I'm addicted to, I'll be fine, I'll be saved. The other point he brought up, which bears relation, I think, to the gospel we just heard, is he talked about addictive choices so often being reactions to our circumstances rather than responses to the circumstances. That in our addictions, we just automatically react towards whatever it is we're addicted to, rather than thoughtfully and maybe prayerfully respond. Today, we're met with, you know, one of those teachings of Jesus that our first reaction has got to be something along the lines of, no way, love our enemy? I mean, are you kidding me? That's just from a different playbook altogether than the one that we know. But helpful for us to maybe think about is when we are hurt, when an enemy does harm to us, how do we react or do we respond? And I think most of us would say that our human instinct prompts us to react. You know, we never lose that schoolyard mentality, I think, where somebody pushes us, and what's the logical thing? You push right back. And we never completely outgrow that. So that even in our adult lives, if we find ourselves getting pushed or offended or hurt in some way, it's that instinct to do the same thing in return. And the gospel challenges us to take a look at that very human instinct and to say, well, what if instead of reacting to those situations, what if we were able to respond? Then maybe we would show to them and to ourselves something of the way God loves. Maybe we won't be able to give them the shirt off our back, or the shirt and the coat off our back. And that's what Jesus is saying. But we'll be able to show them a grace and a presence that maybe we didn't know we had, and they didn't know we have. Who knows what God is possible, what God can do with us? Who knows what God can do? And we can never sell ourselves short about our capacity to forgive and to reveal the goodness of God. We can never sell ourselves short, because think of how much God has given us. Think of how much of God's love is just freely shared. We may not even think about it or pay any attention to it, but every day, and especially on days like today, That love is not measured. It's not limited. God doesn't say, well, I'll forgive if. There are no ifs. That's how love is. And so we thank God for that. And we realize that the gospel we just heard and the commandment to love isn't just some kind of ethical command. It's not like Jesus is giving his disciples a set of operating instructions on how to behave in specific circumstances. He's really talking about the disposition of our hearts. What is the shape of our heart? Is it soft enough to be able to withstand adversity? Or is it one that knows nothing but to fight and to hurt back? The cross of Jesus shows us what love truly is. And as we eat and drink of that love, we ask that it may be reflected in our lives, in our everyday situations, with the people who are lovable and unlovable, that we may show to them and to ourselves the breadth and depth of God's love.